Om Shanti. 17th December 2019. Tuesday. Sweet children, never miss the study that the Father teaches you every day. Only when you study this study will the doubts within you be removed. Sweet children, never miss the study that the Father teaches you every day. Only when you study this study will your doubts within you be removed. Study is one of the four subjects that is Gyan. In last Sunday's Avyakta Murli, Baba had told a very beautiful thing, that in this study there is one school . There is one teacher. There is one class. There is one course. There is one Murli. Class or classroom, all are taught at the same time, one time. What else? One more thing is similar. In this study, one school is there, there is one teacher. There is one classroom, there is one course, there is one Murli. The same Murli is taught to all at the same time. There is one time. What is? One? One aim. Okay. What else? There is something which is in that Murli which Baba mentioned. Though there is a repetition, but Baba said one word, one study. Still, children are number wise. That was the crux of the entire Sunday's morning of Avyakta Murli. Baba said, there is one study, there is one time, there is one Murli, there is one course, there is one class, there is one teacher and one school. And still, children are students are number wise. Why? Because some of them are imbibing knowledge in the form of points, and some are imbibing knowledge in the form of power or weapon. So that is the difference. Though everything is similar. And today, Baba is saying, sweet children, never miss the study. Never miss the study. Because if you miss the study, what will happen? What will happen if you miss the study? Yes? If a student is chronically absent, what happens? It is known as absentism. If there is an absentism. It's a great issue in India, all over the world rather. Especially in Rajasthan, there's an absentism rate is very high, especially for girls. So when the absentism is high, the dropouts is high. Those students who are chronically absent, gradually they drop out. One. Those who are chronically absent, they have poor academic performance. Third, those who are chronically absent, those students will engage themselves in lot of antisocial activities like stealing, bullying, fighting, and many other addictions. Robbing. So many things. They will engage in all these things. Addictions. They get addicted. And when a student is chronically absent, or the student is absent on a particular day, he will miss that day's studies. He will miss that particular point which has come on that particular day. And the next day, his burden is more, because now he has to study what is taught yesterday and what is also taught today. So he feels little pressure on the head. So, never miss the study. There's a lot of researches done on chronic absenteeism all over the world. What are the causes? They have found that sometimes some diseases like bronchial asthma, weather changes, rains, and many other things, inavailability of transport, so many things are responsible for absenteeism. Here also, many things are responsible for absenteeism. This is spiritual absenteeism. So sweet children, never miss the study that the Father teaches you every day. So when He comes and teaches us every day, it's our responsibility to study every single day and not to miss the study. Because if you miss one Murli, for example, you have missed many things. Probably your mind has got some doubt which you are carrying for a very long time, and the doubt has been fixed in today's Murli by Baba, and you miss that particular Murli. Probably you have skipped that point. You may read the Murli later on, that's another thing, but then sometimes what is read or heard early in the morning has got a very different effect. Baba is saying, only when you study this study, your doubts within you will be removed. Doubts, problems, complications, difficulties, challenges, confusions, misunderstandings. Mind is a cobweb of all of these things. And if you want to steer clear of all these things, the only one weapon which we have is knowledge, knowledge and knowledge. Last Sunday's Murli Baba said, Gyan means light and might. Gyan means it should take the form of light and it should take the form of might. That is what it means to become experienced. Baba said, you should be the authority of experience in all the four subjects. So to be authority of experience in Gyan means to become the very embodiment of light and might. And for that you will have to be very meticulous, have to pay very minute attention to all the points of knowledge. Because knowledge is the only thing that can free us from all the illusions, all the darkness, all the disturbances, misunderstandings, confusions, low stages. Unless and until that light comes within, we cannot afflict ourselves. No human being can help. Who can help us? We have to help ourselves. When somebody is fallen, he has to help himself and come out with his own thinking, with his own understanding, with his own broadening of the horizon of knowledge. So, never, never miss the study. That's what Baba is saying. And if you miss, the very first thing is that you are breaking Srimat. And whenever there is a breach in Srimat, the result is sorrow. because these are divine Srimad, because these are the divine commandments, because these are the dictates given by the Supreme. When the divine dictates are broken, the result is sorrow. So that's could be the that's the first thing of missing the study. And as I said, some very important thing which is about to come in Murli, you have missed that. A point which is going to be a turning point of the life. A point which is going to enlighten the darkened cell of the inner mind. A point which is going to enlighten the dark nooks, crevices, corners of the subconscious mind. So, never miss the study. And when you miss the study, you gradually develop loss of interest. And when there is no interest, your interest goes to some other things. Worldly entertainments, digital world, sightseeing business, food, and all sorts of things that will distract you. So, and as we said, antisocial activities. Person keeps on thinking of doing some harm to somebody. He plans, plots, schemes against somebody. Whenever one is free, because empty mind is devil's workshop, person sits and there is no gyan there. What he will do? He thinks of who has hurt me, who has evil feelings for me, and he thinks of taking revenge. So, gyan is a very important thing. And the basic source of gyan in our institution is daily Murli. Every day is Murli. You should make an effort to read it, to churn it, to understand it, to share it, to remain busy with it, to remain engaged in it. In yesterday's Sakar Murli, there was one statement, those children who remain busy, what happens to them? Yes? Yesterday's Sakar Murli, there was one statement, those children who remain busy, yes? They remain safe. What did Baba say? They remain safe. So the best thing, to remain busy throughout the day. Definitely seva is there, service is there, and you remain busy in service. But then in service also, you get lot of free time in between. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes. All those scattered times, all those free times should be utilized for churning knowledge. Take out some homework from everyday's Murli and churn it. The more we think, we reflect, we churn, the more the mind becomes powerful. And if you don't churn, the mind remains free and it seeks those things of entertainment, which is worldly entertainment, which gives just a very transitory pleasure, but the result is nothing. You cannot become powerful with what the worldly people say. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba said, definitely there are scriptures in the world and they teach you many good things, but they cannot teach you who is God. There are many miracles in the world. Baba remembered Saint Xavier today. His body is still uncorrupt, Baba is saying. So there were many good people in the world, but then studying them or studying their lives, they cannot take you near to God. Baba remembered Vasco da Gama in today's Murli. So, Murli study should become a very important part of our life. In the Christian world, they have smaller circles and they are known as Bible study groups. They meet every Sunday and they study Bible. Every line of it. Bible study groups. Though everybody has got Bible, all are religious in that group, yet they meet with each other and they study every minute detail, every line they study. Why Jesus said this? Why Jesus said that? What does he mean when he says this? What does he mean when he says that? So they study in the similar manner. We should also have Murli study group at whichever places we are. Form a small group and every Sunday or once a week sit down and study. Discuss important things. Discuss those things which you have probably not understood. Because sometimes the points are simple, but sometimes the points are very difficult to understand. And if you remain chronically absent, you know, there are people who remain absent. For example, 7 to 8 is the Murli time. But then what they will do, they either engage in sleep or their mobile, or preparing something for the breakfast, preparation for food early in the morning, or talking with somebody. So this is a very important time for studying. Many times we have heard in Murli, Baba says, just devote 1 hour to this study. This is the most important study. We are students and we need to be punctual. We are students and we need to be regular. We are students and we need to be obedient. The more we study, the more the light enters the mind. The more we study, the more we remain busy. The more we study, the more we become powerful. The more we study, the more the darkness, the doubts, the misunderstanding, the confusions, the ignorance, the illusion, the temptations, the attractions are removed. That's why, essence of today's Murli, sweet children, never miss this study. Few days back there was one statement in the Murli, if you have missed few Murlis together, maybe for example 10, Baba says sit down and study all of them now. The Father teaches you every day. So when He teaches us every day, we need to study every day, and every new day should see us ahead of knowledge than we were what we were yesterday. Our understanding of things, events should increase almost every day. Because knowledge is not about parrot reading. Knowledge is not something to read by rote. Knowledge means samaj, understanding. Knowledge means light. Knowledge means might. Knowledge means enlightenment. Knowledge means awakening. Knowledge means disillusionment. We should break free of that illusion where we are living. Knowledge means to awake from the slumber, from the sleep. Knowledge means electric current. Light, one of the meanings of the light is electricity. So knowledge is that electric current that should pass through the intellect give shocks and wake us up from the sleep of ignorance, darkness, ajnan. So never miss this study. Again and again the same statement. Never miss this study. Never miss this study. Missing the study means incurring a great loss. Missing the study means damaging one's own future, post, as Baba mentions. So once you study, your doubts would get cleared. So keep on studying. Keep on understanding. Keep on seeing Murli from the different point of views, from different perspective. Discuss it, churn it, share it. The discussion part is very important. Wherever one stays, we should form a small group. And for a group, only two people are needed. Group means doesn't mean that 10 people are needed every time. Even if two persons are there, you can form a small group, sit down, and just before sleeping, discuss what was today's blessing, what was today's essence, what was the question which was asked, and so on. Discussion of knowledge will create sanskars of jnana. Discussion of knowledge creates sanskars of jnana. We have to create new sanskars of jnana. And that will take place and that will happen only with discussion of this knowledge. Okay? So that's today's essence. Sweet children, never miss the study that the Father teaches you every day. Only when you study this study will your doubts within you will be removed. Om Shanti.